Pain Center of Thibodaux Regional. Call today, 985-493-4080, or go to thibodaux.com.
It's time for some straight talk. We've all been there. You have some real work to do, but the free Wi-Fi where you're working isn't going to cut it. It's like leaving the winning runner stranded on third base. Not good. Well, now you can be your own hotspot with Straight Talk's Ultimate Unlimited plan. Get 10 gigs of hotspot data for just $55 a month. All on America's largest, most dependable networks. Straight Talk Wireless. No contract, no compromise. Compatible device required. See straighttalk.com.
Power your passions for less during Dell's exceptional Black Friday in July event. Enjoy up to $400 off high-performance Dell XPS laptops and desktops, along with next-level Alienware systems, all powered by Intel Core processors. Shop special prices on stunning Dell monitors, top brand electronics and accessories, plus enjoy free shipping on everything. Don't forget to ask for Intel when you call 800-BUY-DELL. That's 800-BUY-DELL.
You know him?
To be honest with you, Fitz, this letter will not change a lot for me.
You love her.
There's no simple solution how to move forward. You mentioned if you could go back in time.
Sarah Spain, Jason Fitz, Spain and Fitz.
We're back.
He's not going to feel it the same way like a Harden or a Westbrook.
Today is a dark, dark day for the New York Knicks.
He's allowed to benefit from the hype of us promoting him to MVP level.
And they let him go for nothing.
Spain and Fitz returns weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern on ESPN Radio.
You're listening to ESPN 100.3 FM, KLRZ, La Rose, New Orleans.
It's the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengill.
Hello, sports fans.
Well, hello there.
Local sports, national sports. The GCAT has got you covered.
Oh, you made a wise choice, my friend.
Time to tee it up and let it fly. It's the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengill.
Check it out, George.
800-998-1003. A couple of questions of the day. Joe will give you that shortly. Game one of the NBA Finals coming up tonight, 8 o'clock. Bucks and Suns. Phoenix a 6-point favorite. We'll talk to Mr. Vegas coming up here in 15 minutes. This segment will touch on some foosball news and some top stories. Marlon Favre at 215. What was that? Foosball? Foosball. You never seen The Water Boy?
Yeah.
Foosball.
Okay.
Adam Sandler's mom? Would you like me to play the sound?
No.
Okay, I can find it.
Unearthed memory.
Nothing about foosball. You know I'm going to find it now, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Coming up in an hour, Italy, Spain. Who you got, Manny?
Italy.
Okay, I was making sure.
Get behind graph here.
I don't. Well, we
Todd did send us a picture.
We did get photographic evidence that
is
Todd
he sweating.
I told you he's pacing. He's pacing. I knew it. He's ready to go for the 2 o'clock kickoff of that match there. In the other semifinal, Maddie, the other semifinal?
England v. Denmark.
That's tomorrow.
It is.
I'm kind of rooting for Denmark, right?
I know. Yeah. I mean, England is like my last nationality left in this race. So I'm happy with either of them. But
I saw UEFA. They invited him, right, to go and attend. I saw that.
Invited who?
Eriksson.
Oh, is he?
Yeah. UEFA invites Eriksson and the medics who saved him to the final.
Oh, wow.
To attend it. So.
Like the semifinal or the final?
The final.
Well, yeah. I mean, geez.
I'd hope so.
Yeah.
What do you mean you hope so?
He only played for the team and almost died for the team. So I'd hope that he.
Yeah.
I'd hope that he'd invite him.
He's going to
Is that really a storyline?
Yes, he's receiving a VIP invite from the UEFA boss.
Do they not have anything better to write about?
I don't understand. Y'all are taking this completely the wrong way.
Oh, it's just like,
well, I'm just thinking
he's not playing.
If Denmark's not in the final,
right,
then it's a little deflated.
You think so?
He's
going to recognize.
No, I think it is. Yeah. And I think it's awesome that they're also recognizing the medics. That's awesome.
No, he says, I'm very proud of my efforts, but also the whole team. It wasn't a one-man effort. Christian Eriksen.
I mean, he was on the. I would hope that he would be there, right?
I don't know. Is he healthy enough to travel?
Well, yeah, like 2 weeks ago, they said he was released from the hospital. Right.
No, they're inviting him to the final so everyone can clap for him and celebrate.
I know, but like you'd figure that
you're looking at it.
I'm just saying,
of
course he would be there.
I don't know if he would otherwise, but I think it's more of a commemorative thing where they're honoring him and just announcing that in advance. I don't think it's necessarily something that he like wasn't invited to.
Here's tickets to the game. Hope you show up. Thanks for playing for us.
No, this is the final.
No, I know, but
it's the championship.
I understand that.
No, again, I don't think you are. I don't know why you're so angry.
I'm not angry.
They're just.
I just don't understand the whole point. Like, obviously, if they go to the finals, he's going to be there.
Why would you say obviously? Well, they're saying regardless, we would like to invite you as a VIP to come sit.
In fairness, is it all in Italy? Are all of the games?
I honestly don't know.
Yeah, because my only thing could be maybe he's back in England and
they fly him out there.
Yeah. Well, that's what I'm saying, man. He's getting a VIP treatment.
He does play for the team.
You know what?
Here's a look at what's making news. Let's check out the Sports Hangover's top stories.
First, I got to get to this.
Oh, boy.
It's basically like Drew Brees gets injured. Hey, we're going to invite you to the Super Bowl if we make it to the Super Bowl.
No, he's saying they're inviting him regardless. It's a invitation
exactly.
to the final.
It's pointless.
I also think, again, it's more about the first responders.
Yes, it's him and the medics that saved the man.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're recognizing.
Yes. That's,
the final is a celebration of the entire tournament. Everyone's going to have a moment and say,
good.
Way to go. Because
it
touched everybody apparently but you.
No,
you're
I,
not understanding
okay.
this.
I liked it a lot.
Can we get the top stories?
Yes, we can get
Thank
the top
you.
Stories. Speaking of Drew Brees, he posted
on
his Instagram story and he's starting to pick some really nice red apples from his tree in the backyard. So,
what?
I just didn't know if, you know, people wanted to hear that kind of news, kind of uplift them.
He's picking red apples?
Yep, in his backyard.
Drew retired on Instagram is my favorite version of Drew on Instagram. He's just living his life, drinking smoothies.
Unbelievable.
Grilling.
Picking apples.
Picking apples. Okay.
Other NFL news. Giants running back Saquon Barkley has filed for the trademark to phrase Little Squatty.
What?
I've never heard anybody call him Little Squatty.
Apparently.
Did you not see what happened when Russell Wilson trademarked Let Russ Cook? It only worked with Marshawn Lynch. Don't trademark something. You're going to jinx it.
I'm serious. I mean, is that legit?
What is Little Squatty?
Yeah.
I don't know.
I honestly don't
know.
Does
he want to be a rapper after this? Because that's, you know, Lil Xan X, Lil Pop, Lil what?
Lil
Squatty?
No, it's spelled like, it's not Lil, like L-I-L.
It's L-I-T-T-L?
Yes, it's the way you're supposed to spell little.
Maddie, just for you.
Foosball. A bunch of overgrown monsters manhandling each other.
At least it wasn't poppycock.
True.
Well, we still have a lot of time.
Speaking of Lil.
We still have a lot of time on the show.
There's a certain song that got challenged Devin Booker to be at that next level.
What song?
Mr. Carr by Lil Wayne and Jay-Z.
I've never heard of it.
Really?
You've heard of it.
What's it called?
I'm not singing that.
What's
I'm
it called?
Mr. Carter.
Mr. Carter?
Yeah. Mr. Carter.
Is this one of those? Oh, yeah. I see a lot of E's here.
Yeah, make sure it's the one without the E.
Here's the edited version. This one?
Yes.
I'm hoping it's edited.
It's a good song.
It is a good song.
Am I going to understand? Yeah, I'm going to get this later. Is this Devin Booker's song now?
Apparently, this is what challenged him.
Who
to that next level.
Who did this?
What do you mean, who did this?
Well, like, who challenged him with this song?
Oh, his father.
Oh, his dad?
Yeah.
Okay. So his dad said, here you go.
Well, apparently said Devin Booker recently texted a picture to his father of the song Mr. Carter.
Is this Mr. Carter as in Coach Carter? From the movie?
I don't know, Gus. Y'all know more than I know.
I don't know what's the genesis of... I don't know what this is.
Well, what would be your song that challenged you to...
Challenge me?
Yeah.
Oh, I don't know. I'm not ready for that.
Maddie, are you ready for that?
Excuse me?
Yeah, exactly. What are you doing right now? Next top story.
All right, going to the NBA and the hardwood.
I mean, the reason it's called Mr. Carter's, it was on the Carter 3, just for some context.
Okay.
But
well, at least thank you for providing some context. Jordan's giving me like bits
sure
and pieces. I have no idea what you're talking
about.
She's
really
on
great
Wikipedia
song about,
right now. Don't even give me that.
Well, no.
Wow.
Mr. Carter was one of my favorite albums. There's a really
Jordan
good song in there.
Jordan just like brought it down. What?
He won the Grammys. I'm
Doesn't
pretty
it matter
sure there's
where
a
she
song
gets the
in
info.
There.
She's providing context.
I mean, I know, like, it's the Carter 3.
You know what? I'm interrupting this top story to give you a real top story.
I was just about to give
you a real top story. Have you seen the video?
I was getting to that.
Have you seen the video? Jameis Winston, baby. Throwing darts to Traquan Smith, Maddie. Have you? Because you don't seem impressed. Here you go. Look, I'm going to press play just for you. Look at that. Look at that. Jameis Winston back to pass. Looking right. Down the field. Look at that dart. Oh, over to coverage. Now, I think the guy guarding him does look like he's 15. But still, look at his dart. Look, another angle from it. A nice deep out. That's 5, 10, 15, 20, 25. That's a 30-yard out.
Who posted that?
Who posted that?
Can't see that from over here.
Oh.
My glasses broke.
Bleacher Report Gridiron?
Yeah.
I sent you the video. Didn't I send you the video?
Possibly.
I sent you all the video.
Yeah.
Good for him. I mean, listen, he's done a lot of work with Traquan Smith. Yes. And I feel like we talked last week about wide receivers and, like, who needs to step up in that group. Right. And a lot of people see this kind of as, like, the make it or break it year for Traquan Smith. So, you know, the chemistry with Michael Thomas is already there. It's inherent. Inherent with every backup quarterback that's been in since Drew Brees got injured in 2019. But it's the secondary group of receivers that there needs to be an established connection with, Traquan Smith especially being that guy that needs to step up. So if they're starting to work on that, and like I said before, if Jameis is actually able to, like, teach him things he's seeing and they can get on the same page before training camp even starts, then awesome.
I think he should be more excited than that. I mean, beautiful throws. Beautiful throws. Effortless. On target. I know you're a big fan of accuracy.
I will take what the preseason when there's pressure and there's a pass rush and there's actually things that are affecting
most receiving touchdowns last year. 7. Jared Cook, by the way.
I don't care.
Well, I'm just saying. You got to replace that. But I was going to make a bold statement. I'm just looking by comparison-wise, right? Emmanuel Sanders at 5. Alvin Kamara 5, Jared Cook 7, Traquan at 4.
Emmanuel Sanders was the best.
I'm going to go with 10 touchdown catches for Traquan Smith this year. Why are your eyes getting that big? He had 4 last year, and he wasn't even a target. He had 4 last year. You think that's that big?
10?
6 more this year. 10. Why can't he get 10?
My only thing is, if they're on those deep balls, maybe, but he doesn't really strike me as the biggest red zone target. He's a little smaller when there's guys like Michael Thomas and hopefully Adam Trautman out there. Right. I can see that being more of a thing.
So you think Michael Thomas and Adam Trautman will have more touchdown catches than Traquan
when
Smith?
You look at the Jared Cook having the most touchdowns last year, and him and Drew seem to have little to no chemistry at all.
And he's working with Jameis right now.
Right, but they signed him to be a red zone threat for, like, that size and that mismatch. And like I said, I could see if those deep balls, those work, then awesome. But you could also see Deontay Harris being that guy out there too. But I think that Traquan Smith, even if he doesn't have the most touchdowns, we just need wide receivers that can move the ball down the field and contribute. Alvin Kamara can get it in the end zone. Like, Taysom Hill can run it in the end zone.
He had 34 targets last year. I think you'll have closer to 50.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, Jesus. Keep making me take it on my sticky note.
Why? I'm just saying, no, he had 34 targets last year.
50 targets?
I think he's going to have 50 targets and 10 touchdowns.
Okay.
Store, the store? Like, he's going to own 50 target stores?
No. Well. You know what? What are you doing? How many TDs do you think he's coming up with?
Not 10.
He had 4 last year.
I'll give him 2
literally,
more.
Like,
I'll
not
give him 2
even,
more. I'll give him 6.
Off to the side kind
I'll
of
give
guy.
Him 6.
You're going to give him 6. 2 more. Okay. How many TDs, Traquan Smith? He had 4 last year. Jordan just went
7.
With 6. I'm going with 10. You're going with 7. This is like the Price is Right. We'll see who's close.
I mean, because, again, he is the one that has been working a lot with Jameis, and you've seen those conversations where Jameis has said, you know, I've told him, which alarms me just a little bit, but he's like, just keep running, and I'll, you know,
that's
get
right.
it to you.
Yes.
But
I'll give it to
if
you
he's
7
a guy
yards.
That's working with him specifically on those types of packages, those are the ones where you'd wanted Ted Ginn Jr. to kind of break away and make those touchdowns. That's where Lance Moore would run the Z route down. That's where Deontay Harris and Taysom Hill in that Vikings game. So if Traquan Smith becomes that guy and can – you know, outrun most cornerbacks.
I guess I'm bringing it up because like this. The most receptions last year was Kamara with 83 receptions. I think, again, and you heard Jameis Winston touch on, hey, you got a weapon like that, you're going to keep sort of doing that. Let's just say that drops by 10, which is still plenty, right? I mean, obviously Michael Thomas didn't play the year. I mean, he played some games. It's essentially, I mean, look at his stats.
I mean,
40
he had
receptions.
Torn ligaments in his ankle. The
zero
fact that
touchdowns.
He even got out there is on pure adrenaline.
Exactly. So He's going to get a few more, obviously. I mean, he led the team in receptions and all that, right?
Like, in that Niners half where it was Jameis Winston, he looked to Michael Thomas every single time. Every single time it was Michael Thomas. It was the same thing with Taysom Hill, and it was the same thing with Teddy Bridgewater.
Exactly.
So
right.
It's already there with Michael Thomas. Right. He just needs to be healthy and out there, and that's it.
Emmanuel Sanders had 61 receptions, 726 yards, 5 TDs. Again, a lot of it because Michael Thomas wasn't there, and you know, he was the team's second receiver. That's why they were looking for him and wanted somebody like that. He filled that role.
Pastor Norris Jenkins, I think he was the biggest offseason loss.
I agree.
Really wanted him
100%.
When San Francisco got him. And, like, it was something like they had traded away something where if we had done the same trade, we would have had one more fifth-round pick in, or lost. Like, it was something so negligible.
Mm-hmm.
And just his ability to run routes and be so precise, and that's how Michael Thomas, I think, is able to be such a help to those, you know, quarterbacks that are trying to develop. That's where those really polished route runners like Sanders and Thomas really stand out, when the quarterback is kind of needing someone to lean on, whereas Drew, you know, could have had three stooges out there and made it work.
I mean, I'm just looking at this video again. Another beautiful 20 yard out, just over the shoulder. I love it. It's good stuff. Good stuff. I'm going 10. Jordan disagrees. Rafael Esparza next on ESPN New Orleans.
Everyone's wondering, will you come out tonight? Shrimp boats is a-coming.
Since 1948, that's 73 years, Alaria Brothers has been in the commercial fishing and shrimping supply business, stocking large selections of 12-volt electrical and hydraulic single and double drum winches and hydraulic motors with brakes, beltless clutches, and pumps with brackets. They also carry hydraulic stainless steel skimmer winches, hydraulic valves, and hydraulic steering for up to 65-foot boats. Also a huge assortment of crab traps and crab trap wire, stocking nylon plastic and knotless webbing. You heard about that new webbing, Platina Knotless Dyneema. Alaria Brothers also stocks shark tail netting that's reinforced with stainless steel wire. They stock 4 different sizes of galvanized stabilizers, also stocking a large variety of fiberglass cloth, including resin gel coat and other supplies needed for fiberglassing. Lost an anchor? Alaria Brothers stocks anchors from 5 pounds to 100 pounds. Visit Alaria Brothers before the season begins. That's Alaria Brothers, 894 Avenue A, West Wego. Online at alariabros.com.
Shrimp boats is a-coming.
Summer heat is approaching, and so are the Red Hot Deals.
Red Hot Deals.
At Craig LeBlanc Toyota in Houma. Shop online at CraigLeBlancToyota.com or at the store. Great offers like the sporty 21 Toyota Camry or the Corolla with class-leading gas mileage and complimentary 2-year maintenance. Or the stylish and dependable 2021 RAV4 and Highlander. Stop by Craig LeBlanc Toyota and make this a summer to remember with your new Toyota. Only at your number one volume dealer in Houma. Craig LeBlanc Toyota.
This is Renee.
Happy to be here.
She's not some influencer. She's more of a groundbreaker, turning her 4-acre lot into a little slice of heaven behind the wheel of a John Deere 1 Series tractor. Renee runs with us because the most important job is the next one.
That's all I got.
Nothing runs like a Deere. Hear Renee's story at Deere.com.
Run with us. Visit Houma Tractor today, next to the tunnel.
Adventure, intrigue, mystery, romance.
It's a storm of entertainment that brings down the house.
Now, back to the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengill on ESPN 100.3 FM and ESPN 1003.com.
800-998-1003, Mr. Vegas joins us at Rafael Esparza at VSI.Sports. The way to follow Rafael Esparza on Twitter, Instagram, free daily videos. Rafael, how are you this afternoon?
Pretty good. Just working on some TV show The View betting odds, but it's a normal Tuesday.
Okay. Aaron Rodgers spoke.
He's on my list for who's going to replace Megan McCain on The View.
I just, you know, he spoke. I'm making bold predictions on Saints receivers. We're 4 weeks away. 4 weeks away from training camp. I can't wait. Are you ready?
Yep. I just can't wait. I'm pumped. I am pumped. I got all my magazines. I made sure all my college football magazines all have LSU SEC names on it. My NFL made sure I had Saints guys on all my NFL magazines. I am so pumped, even though Euro Cup is almost over. We have the Gold Cup starting, Olympics. but let's talk about football.
Yes. And you know what? Just because of that, I can mention something that I touched on Friday. CBSSports.com put the SEC strength of schedule rankings out of 14 SEC teams. LSU is 11. 11. How many wins do you have for the LSU?
I got them going undefeated. SEC team going undefeated because they're the creme of the creme.
See, like I'm being serious. I mean, you have 8 wins, 9 months, huh? It's
not being serious.
Everybody can't go undefeated.
I guess them go between 8 and 9. It all depends on quarter QB. I mean, they struggled last year with QB. It's all about do they have a quarterback that can run the offense and not do up the turnovers. Okay. That's the big key for them.
All right. I saw a Jameis Winston video of him practicing out there. I'm ready to add another win in the Saints. What do you think?
Oh, 17. I almost said 16-0, but 17-0, but they lose in the Super Bowl.
It's still a perfect season. Jordan, would you be okay with a perfect regular season but lose in the Super Bowl?
Ask the Patriots. Are they okay?
Oh, wow. Actually, no. Tom Brady, he's bitter today. I don't know what's wrong with him. He thinks it's a joke that Erickson got invited to the UEFA finals, man. I don't know what's wrong with Jordan this week. Who you got today? Italy and Spain, and then Denmark and England tomorrow.
I'm going to be eating some pasta as I'm watching that game, so I'm going Italy. I like the Italians today. Winning.
About tomorrow, Denmark and England.
Denmark is just, I'm rooting for Denmark just because it's an emotional story for myself and for the Denmarks, but I would love to see Italy, England final. I think Denmark pulls it off, but wouldn't that be shocked if England blows them apart like maybe 3-0. But I'm rooting for Denmark. Copa America, great match tonight too.
Yeah, I was going to say, you have Argentina taking on Colombia. And obviously, right. Look, Messi, it would be a big thing, even though it's America, for them to win that.
I agree. And who doesn't want to watch Argentina and Brazil in the Copa America finals on Saturday night? That'd be outstanding. You get to watch Conor McGregor late Saturday and some soccer. So I'm rooting for Argentina to win. They should win tonight against Colombia. Colombia struggled pretty much this whole tournament. So I'm rooting for Argentina blowout against, and then they face off with Brazil.
You mentioned it that Conor McGregor is going to be this weekend on another fight. What's the third attempt these two guys are fighting here? Number three?
Yeah, the trilogy Saturday night. It's a great card, even though some fights got canceled and then rescheduled. O'Malley's fighting some taxi cab driver from Brazil. I was really looking forward to watching him. But Gilbert Burns and Stephen Thompson, a great co-main event. But let's face it, who doesn't love a trilogy? Because we also have a trilogy at the end of the month. In boxing, so we get to see the first trilogy this weekend, and in 2 weeks we get to see a boxing trilogy.
Okay. Let's get to the NBA Finals, sir. Got a game one today. Obviously, what, Jordan, you said Giannis has been upgraded?
Yes, from doubtful to questionable.
Okay. I don't know what really that really means, but, I mean, I would sit him this one, right? And just look, when you're on the road, steal one, right? That's how it works. I mean, the Suns have home court advantage. I'd get him one more days or two rest here before maybe seeing if he can go in game two. What do you think this series is if Giannis can't play or can't play at least to, I don't know, say games two or three?
This is what the odds makers, including myself, think. It opened up 6, 5.5, and a half hour ago, he got moved to questionable. And right now, it's still 5.5 and 6. So we're telling the betting public that he's probably not going to play game one in Phoenix. So I think he sits this one. You can lose game one and still win it. We've seen many, many, many series, NBA Finals, NHL, World Series, that they lose game one and they come back and win the World Series or NBA Finals. I don't think he plays tonight. I think Phoenix wins this game. But I still have the Bucks covering. I think this one goes over. I think the Bucks offense is really good without the Greek Freak in it. So I think the total goes over at 219.
Raphael, I have two questions for you. Best odds to win the NFC championship from Fox Sports. They have Bucks plus 333, Rams plus 600, 49ers plus 650, Packers plus 800, and all the way down at 7, Saints.
What are you doing all the way down? It's still a playoff spot. I mean, it's 7 teams all the way down.
All the way down.
I mean, they have the Cowboys.
Yeah.
America's team is above us. So I'd...
America's team. Well, they got Dak back.
They're always winning the Super Bowl.
You didn't know that? Dak's back.
Did they get an O-line?
Dak's back. Ain't that right, Rafael? Dak's back.
Yeah, Dak's back. I mean, there's another team that's going to go 17-0 and lose.
17-0.
So both Saints and Cowboys are. But, you know, the NFC's tough. I mean, let's face it, Tampa Bay Rams, I think, are going to be probably a head-to-head. Seattle's going to be good. That'd be a great matchup. I might put that up. Who would have a better record, Dallas or New Orleans? I think that might be a good prospect because I think both fanfares, I'll get great two-way action with the Saints fans and Cowboys fans. So I'm going to put that prop up in the next couple of days. I see I'm talking about football. I'm actually excited.
I'm sure there will be measured and rational discussion amongst fans.
I was going to say that actually may not be a bad thing to throw out there. Cowboys fans, Saints fans, go. Who has the most wins this year? It probably is going to be an interesting thing to look at it from that perspective. Who's winning Wimbledon this weekend?
Not the people. I think the name that no one's going to remember who won it is probably going to be, I think it's going to be a no-name person. I think Djokovic has a tough task, isn't it, tomorrow against Martin. I'm not even going to try to pronounce his last name. Hubert Horak can actually beat Federer. He's beaten him before. So I would not be shocked if Djokovic or Federer do not make it to the finals. So it's going to be very interesting. And I'm rooting for Arina Sabalenka and the women's side to win it.
Rafael Esparza, as always, man, appreciate the time, sir. Any advice for Jordan this week? Any advice?
Smile. Mm-hmm. Just smile. Have a nice joke and deliver my ice cream. Man, come on, geez.
I got to know the address first before I can deliver the ice cream.
Hey, Jordan, how do
I need to see a picture? I need to see the picture of the ice cream before I'm going to give you my address. You'll probably send me vanilla. Who'd you eat plain vanilla?
A lot of people.
Yeah, I'm chocolate.
Yeah, me too.
Natty? Chocolate or vanilla?
Swirl.
Oh.
So both.
Yeah. All right, I'll give her that. I do like some swirl.
You know what? Swirl is better. I'm going to go. Swirl is better. Natty for the win there. Rafael, as always, appreciate the time, sir.
Take it easy, guys. Have a great rest of the week.
There he goes. Oh, breaking news. Jordan in the latest edition of Who's Unhappy?
Yep. I keep adding to the list.
Matty, I said this last week. Who's happy? I mean, everyone wants a trade. Everyone's not winning. No one's happy. Now, the latest person that wants a trade, I guess you know who he is.
Patriots wide receiver N'Keal Harry has requested a trade out of New England for Mike Garoppolo.
Keen timing with the ESPN article about 32 veterans on the roster bubble this season, and he happened to be the Patriots.
Interesting. We'll bring up who the Saints roster or veteran roster. I was surprised by this. Of everyone on that roster? We'll talk about it next because it's something that you actually brought up a couple of Tuesdays ago. Because we have to talk about quarterbacks and running backs today. The position group will do that here in 2 minutes. But his agent put out a statement.
Strong statement at that.
For the past several months, I've been working in cooperation with the Patriots behind the scenes to put a plan in place to allow N'Keal to thrive in New England.
Messy.
Through two seasons, he has 86 targets, which obviously hasn't met the expectation the Patriots and N'Keal had when they drafted a dominant downfield threat who was virtually unstoppable at the point of attack in college. Following numerous conversations with the Patriots, I believe it's time for a fresh start. And best for both parties. N'Keal moves on before the start of training camp. That is why I've informed the Patriots today. I am formally requesting a trade on behalf of my client. N'Keal understands a key ingredient to production is opportunity. He will continue to work hard to develop and refine his craft. After missing a large portion of his rookie year to injury, his draft day expectations for his NFL career have not changed. We are confident success is just around the corner for him and will aggressively pursue it as agent Jamal Tucson. So, Maddie, this is where we are now. If you're not happy, you don't think your production's where it's at, trade.
Well, I mean, if you look at their leading receivers last year, he had, you know, three or four less than James White, which I guess, yeah, you could say that because he's a running back. But, you know, 77 and 81, Jacoby Myers, Damier Byrd. Julian Edelman only had 39, but he was actually averaging the lowest yards per catch with 9.4. Every other one, you know, was kind of outplaying him. So, I don't know. That to me was not perhaps the smartest statement because you kind of, it's kind of like the
quarterback play really wasn't that good last year.
Well, yeah, I was just going to say it's really hard to take last season with like Cam Newton and him also getting COVID and being out and just the whole season and them losing so many starters. Mm-hmm. I mean, that season was a wash, but to kind of come out and say behind the scenes, I've been trying to do this, like you're blowing things up and it's just messy.
Speaking of messy. And I don't mean the one that's playing on Argentina.
Lionel Messi?
Lionel Messi. When we come back, Maddie, quarterbacks and running backs. We'll touch, I know we've touched a lot on this already, so it's not that much that we can get into. Other than the beautiful video that I saw earlier, Jameis Winston, Tre'Quan Smith. We'll touch on who ESPN has as the Saints veteran in danger already. Bubble player making the roster. We'll do that next on ESPN New Orleans. Holding on to someone else. You know you're
cheating, baby. Faking the vibe. Time is money. Don't waste both running around looking for filters, batteries, and belts and related items. Fleet Supply Warehouse delivers. Fleet Supply offers daily scheduled delivery, including Bayou Lafourche, New Orleans, Morgan City, New Iberia, Lafayette, Thibodeau, Baton Rouge, the North Shore, plus the River Parishes too. Automotive, lawn equipment, agricultural, marine, or industrial. Fleet Supply Warehouse, 985-868-0430. Venture Boulevard, Houma.
Easy, convenient, affordable. Lady of the Sea Family Medical Clinic in Cutoff, located directly in front of the hospital off of Highway 1 in Galliano, sees patients from 8 a.m. to 9 p.m. weekdays and 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. on weekends. Same day appointments are available on weekdays with no appointment necessary beginning at 5 p.m. and anytime on weekends. The added convenience of a pharmacy at the same location makes it the best choice for patients in South Lafourche. We treat you like family at Lady of the Sea.
It's time for some straight talk. We've all been there. You have some real work to do, but the free Wi-Fi where you're working isn't going to cut it. It's like leaving the winning runner stranded on third base. Not good. Well, now you can be your own hotspot with Straight Talk's Ultimate Unlimited plan. Get 10 gigs of hotspot data for just $55 a month. All on America's largest, most dependable networks. Straight Talk Wireless. No contract, no compromise. Compatible device required. See straighttalk.com.
Drive-by birthday parties, virtual weddings. In a world full of things you never thought possible, here's one more. Now you can get Allstate's quality insurance at an affordable rate. When you bundle your home and auto, you'll save up to 25%. With Allstate, you can lower your rates, not your expectations. Visit Allstate.com or call an agent for a quote today.
In most states, prices vary based on how you buy. Savings vary, subject to terms, conditions, and availability. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company, Allstate Vehicle and Property Insurance Company, and affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
How can we be excited about a show where we just talk?
Talk sports.
That's how they talk in the Major League.
Now back to the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengau.
Did you have fun over the weekend? I'm just wondering. Like, did you do anything?
Who are we talking about?
You. Jordan Kleber.
It was fun. It was fun.
Like, anything, man. Like, what makes you happy? I mean, I'm just sitting here, you know, minding my own business. And
Maddie agrees with me.
You know, getting ready to come back with the fun
whole
clip
space
here.
Space exploration.
And I'm sitting there, I'm like, yeah, of course I'd go to space. I mean, I would love to go to space. Like, one of my things, I can't wait for, you know, when we go back to Mars or the moon, I'm bringing Carver to go watch the rocket launch. I absolutely think you should watch the rocket launch. And then a couple weeks later, or months, when we go to Mars, we'll watch it on TV and be like, buddy, you saw the rocket take off. It's an amazing accomplishment.
Just like to say, preface this conversation, I brought up that astronomers discovered a black hole swallowing a neutron star, and then 10 days later, the same thing happening on the other side of the universe. Yeah. And quite literally, black holes are the reason that I have no desire to go to space. What are those?
And I was like, absolutely, I do like tomorrow. It'd be incredible. And then you brought up...
Why would you want to go to space?
Go ahead.
What is
there? Ain't nobody there.
What would you
nothing
do?
To do? Yeah. You know what? Thankfully, we have astronauts and people of science that are doing that to better your technology
well,
and world.
You have Jeff Bezos. And you all
thank you for that.
They're working. Yeah. They're discovering.
Because if people were like Jordan, why bother?
Well, to be clear, we're speaking in the context of going to space for fun, which is what we asked you.
You don't think that's fun?
No. Not even a little bit.
At all. Strapping yourself to a rocket, floating around, and like being one of the few to have ever done it.
No, I don't.
You don't want to touch like Martian soil. Go to the moon.
Martian soil?
Yeah. I'd absolutely go to Mars.
Oh, I thought you meant like extraterrestrial for a moment.
Well, you never know.
No, thank you. I'm not gonna
You know how you don't know, Jordan? If you don't try.
Well, if anyone, Baker Mayfield deserves to go to space because
poor Baker.
Skip Bayless? I mean, probably
not
Skip
just
Bayless.
Skip. It's been everybody over, you know, with the national media.
Do you have Tannenbaum on that?
Deserves to see the aliens.
You don't have Tannenbaum on that?
I'm pretty sure I got people from last week that we didn't play.
Tannenbaum this morning. This guy here, I'm not surprised, right? He was the GM of the Jets. Mm-hmm. There's a reason the Jets haven't won.
Are you talking about
a reason?
Justin Field?
No.
I mean, not just Justin Herbert?
No. I just said Baker Mayfield this morning on Get Up. He was, once again, talking about it. That the Browns, you know, he had Baker Mayfield do a workout with him and a private workout and all that. He's good quarterbacks. He's going to have a nice career, but he's, you know, the sixth best quarterback in the AFC. Lamar's better and all this stuff. So I'm like, dude. Again, situations sort of matter, Maddie. You know, coaching sort of matters. I mean, they literally had jokes. The guy, I even forgot his name, two coaches ago. That guy was a clown. Like an absolute clown. And just bad. Bad all the way around. Yet, here he is this morning.
Freddie Kitchens.
That's him.
Yep.
Clown. Here's another one.
I mean, they drafted Johnny Manziel.
So. Here's another one.
Joe Burrow had incredible production. His production would have been good, probably even better. But when we measure competitiveness in the NFL and sort of that pre-draft cycle, he went down to Mobile. He was the best player there. He was the MVP of the Senior Bowl. He went to the Combine. He was the only one of the premier quarterbacks to work out there. And then he had another workout where he also was exceptional. So he checked every box. So to me, when you look at it objectively or subjectively, Justin Herbert was the best player, and I think sometimes we have a little bit of an East Coast bias, meaning that a lot of the evaluations are when you watch college football, that's where the media story gets involved, and when you are a great player on the West Coast, you just don't get the coverage that other players get when you're in the SEC or the Big Ten.
Reggie Bush
and
basically
he,
every
to
USC
me, is going to be the
receiver.
Next great superstar in the what NFL. I think he's a tick below Patrick Mahomes, but beyond that, has superstar written all over him.
Hey, first off, the Chargers were a better team than Cincinnati. Can we agree on that? Yes or no?
Slightly.
They were a playoff team two seasons ago.
Slightly.
I mean, they have a little bit of less of a liability at O-line.
They were in the playoffs recently. Right?
You can't admit that I was right.
Did we forget?
Well, here's the thing. They had...
Name me one game at Oregon you remember from that guy.
All of them.
Really? I can remember a few, too, in which he didn't perform well.
Yeah, Paul Sadiko actually was the one to...
Yeah, I can remember some of those games that Orkin fell short, Jordan.
Does it matter now?
Oh, no, you're right. It doesn't matter.
Yeah. But I mean, I don't understand...
Unbelievable.
He was like... I don't really get what the bigger message was there.
I don't...
Like,
that he's better than Joe Burrow.
That's what he's saying. He said the
Bengals... But what does it have to do with Joe Burrow working out at the combine?
He said the Bengals will... Exactly. You know why he didn't go to the Senior Bowl? He didn't have to.
Right.
He's the number one pick overall.
Mike,
he didn't have to go to Mobile.
I mean, listen.
You know why you go to Mobile? To try to improve your draft stock.
I think Justin Herbert is going to be a generational talent. And like,
yeah, he's good.
We got to see that when they played the Saints in week three. And it was like, oh my God. You know, that guy can out-duel Drew Brees. And that was when Drew was, you know, at his best that season. So,
I'm just sitting there going... Like, this is the problem with, this is why people are getting turned off from the media or in this form of it. The Bengals are going to regret.
That,
literally, he hasn't had a full season because he got injured last year and he was doing
pretty
good.
Was that the point of that? That the Bengals are going to regret?
That was the topic. That the Bengals will regret drafting Joe Burrow over Justin Herbert. That's literally the name of the topic. Yes. That's why I'm like losing my mind.
Manny, this is
I mean, week one, that was called that's a touchdown. You know, the Bengals may be different. I mean, Wait.
You know what? There's more,
Manny, since we're talking about the quarterback position for your New Orleans Saints. You ready?
I love what Jameis Winston did last year. He got a graduate degree with Sean Payton, Drew Brees. He has great talent. He's only 27 years old. If he can just minimize the turnovers, he is a frontline starting quarterback. I like Taysom Hill a lot. Taysom Hill actually reminds me a little bit of Tim Tebow. He is a great athlete, but he's straight line and he's big. And what I mean by that, he's a contact runner. I just don't think the way he plays that he can withstand the rigors of what will now be a 17-game regular season. So keep Taysom Hill in that role. Give him that package. It's a meaningful one.
Was that supposed to be a new take?
He
reminds me of Tim Tebow.
Yeah. Again, this is why we need. This is
Jameis
why
Winston will be good if he minimizes his turnovers. The
more.
Sky is
there,
blue. The grass is green.
Your Chicago Bears.
Best players should play. And Andy Dalton's been a competent NFL quarterback. Justin Fields' ceiling is much higher.
This guy.
The players will know.
Why is he not
as soon as Justin Fields understands and knows the offense intimately enough where he can make protections, protect himself, knows where the hots are. He should be out there, and I think that will be so clear and obvious for Matt Nagy to come out with this predetermined that, hey, Andy Dalton's our quarterback. That just felt really short for me because your veteran players want to win, and I don't think it's going to take very long for Justin Fields to surpass Andy Dalton.
This guy's
not hired by an NFL team?
Imagine that. Exactly. He's yet to get another general manager job. Maddie?
I get at the end that he said that he's going to be a good player, but like once Justin Herbert learns the schemes, like why are we not acting like Justin Herbert is an extremely intelligent guy? We had Scott Goldman on a couple weeks ago, the sports psychologist who's worked with the Warriors and the Lions, and Justin Fields scored basically a perfect score in every single category to where the test couldn't even accurately depict his football IQ because there is no comparative baseline because he scored basically a perfect score. And this was the same narrative in the offseason where it was Mac Jones is going to the 49ers at number two because he
so
knows
smart.
How to win. And it's just an intelligent, cerebral, cognitive quarterback. And it's really just, I don't know. I mean, no offense to Andy Dalton. And I think Andy Dalton is taking on this role very well and he's being a mentor. And like, maybe he will start the season, but that doesn't mean that that's because Justin Fields is unable to learn the schemes, because the reason I just basically Freudian slipped there is Justin Herbert was able to do it. Joe Burrow was able to do it. They were out there in week one. Why can't that be Justin Fields?
I 100% agree with you. I don't understand it either, but you know what? There's more.
Oh, good.
Here's Mike's take on the quarterback situation in New England, you know? The Mac versus Cam Newton show.
I was surprised he didn't play better last year, but when you look at what they did to help him, Jonnu Smith, Hunter Henry went out, got two good tight ends. I think they're going to be in a lot of two tight end personnel. That plays to Cam's strength. It's another year off of shoulder surgery. And again, if we go back to last year, no offseason program gives him another year in the offense where obviously he probably had a big learning curve in understanding the language and the checks and the nuances to a very complicated Patriot offense. So I'm a big Cam Newton fan, and I think given what they've done in the offseason, I expect him to play better. I do like Mac Jones, but I think this is going to be Cam Newton's team this year.
I mean, Cam Newton won an MVP, but okay, he was unable to learn the schemes. I mean,
I'm going to try to get Mike on the show.
But wait, there's more. You want to hear his take on the Cowboys?
Sure.
I think Dallas has a chance to really make some noise because I believe in Dan Quinn, the new defense coordinator of the Cowboys. Even if the Cowboys are middle of the road on defense, they should be a top five offense, assuming everyone stays healthy. They're getting three really good linemen back in Martin, Lyle Collins, and Tyron Smith. They're getting back a really good quarterback in Dak Prescott. I think they have two bona fide number ones, CeeDee Lamb and Amari Cooper, with a healthy Zeke Elliott. That's a really hard offense to defend.
What I've been hearing, I've been hearing from every single bite.
Yeah.
If this team's healthy, man, they're going to be really hard to beat. Team's healthy, man, if your quarterback's healthy.
I mean, their quarterback wasn't unhealthy last year. He got his leg demolished because they drafted a cornerback instead of an O lineman, and they ignored that. And Ezekiel Elliott wasn't hurt. I mean, maybe he was for a while, but their O line was pitiful. And have an O line, you can't
do anything
else.
Wait, there's more. He's got advice on what to do with Aaron Rodgers.
If you're Green Bay, I don't see how you could trade him before March, and here's why. Whatever you would do in terms of a trade, a lot of the compensation would obviously be in the form of draft choice capital for next year's draft. So if I'm Green Bay, I'm really in no rush. I'm going to try to wait him out, change his mind, and know that I have all the way until next year's draft to get something done in the trade market, if that's what it comes to. Yeah. So, you know, I just hope that at some point either – I can make him, you know, happier with us, or alternatively, I want to tap into his competitiveness where, like, hey, look, if you want to play football, you're going to be playing in Green Bay. Like, you going to Denver or Las Vegas, that's simply off the table.
Okay. Wow. You want to tap into his competitiveness? You did that when you drafted Jordan Love instead of a wide receiver, and then he won MVP. And I'm sorry. Did he miss the part where they tried to trade, or the 49ers offered their number three pick this year, not next year, for Aaron Rodgers, and they declined? Yeah. So, excellent insight. I feel like I've gleaned so much about
I'm telling you. And when we come back, we'll hear from Aaron Rodgers, who actually talks about something that he's working on. And Tom Brady, you know what? Just order it. Go ahead and order yourself a Tom Brady jersey.
A Tampa.
I mean, I love off-season Tom. He's incredible. I mean, he's dropping bombs.
Tampa?
It's Tampa Tom.
Tampa.
Yeah. Tampa Bay?
Yeah.
I mean, seriously, we come back.
It's the avocado to
Dude's giving zero Sports Hangover on ESPN New Orleans. I'm not the kind of life to
tell you just what I want to. Calvin Braxton Ford is your brand new car dealer in Lockport, Louisiana. They cannot wait for you to stop in and take a look at their big town inventory and small town prices. Schedule your test drive today and let one of their trained sales staff help you every step of the way. Their skilled management team ensures that you'll have a phenomenal experience, whether it be sales, service, parts, or financing. Ford, the number one brand in America. Stop by today at Calvin Braxton Ford, 5878 Highway 1 in Lockport.
If you put a stack of $100 bills and a piece of wood in front of a Formosan termite, what would it eat? Both. They're swarming here and they're hungry. Call Terminex and local experts Dan and Billy Foster, the Bayou Boys. They can treat your home and save you thousands of dollars in damage. Don't let Formosan termites eat you out of house and home. Call Terminex today.
So call those Bayou Boys. They'll get you Terminex tough.
McGregor versus Poirier 3 is all set for UFC 264. Every punch, kick, and knockout means so much more with a DraftKings lineup on the line. DraftKings, the official daily fantasy partner of UFC, is giving you a shot at huge cash prizes. For this weekend's fight, DraftKings is offering all customers a shot at millions of dollars in total prizes. If you haven't tried it yet, fantasy MMA is easy to play. Just pick six fighters, stay under the salary cap, and pile up points for advances, takedowns, and more. There's no better way to put your MMA knowledge to the test than to compete for a shot at millions of dollars in total prizes. DraftKings is safe, secure, and reliable, so you can deposit and withdraw your funds at your convenience. It's the McGregor versus Poirier rubber match. Get in on the action now. Download the DraftKings app and use promo code PLAY for your shot at millions of dollars in total prizes throughout the week. That's promo code PLAY to get a shot at millions of dollars in total prizes only at DraftKings. Eligibility restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com for details.
Got a hot take?
Everybody listen up.
Let's hear it. Call us at 800-998-1003.
Answer that phone.
Or tweet us at ESPN Radio NOLA. Now, back to the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengill.
12 minutes, Matty. 12 minutes. And then you can go ahead and turn around and just watch the game. Italy and Spain coming up here. Semifinal number one, right? And then Denmark and England tomorrow. Here's Aaron Rodgers. There's a golf thing that's coming up.
Yeah, the match presented by TNT starts today.
Okay. And, so they're doing like, you know, stuff.
Interviews.
Or yeah. Like, media.
Yeah,
press.
Media availabilities, the works, all that stuff. Aaron Rodgers.
Sometimes the loudest person in the room is not the smartest person. Sometimes the loudest person in the room is not the person who has all the facts on their side or the truth on their side. This offseason, I've spent a lot of time working on myself. I think for a long time, mental health has been only an okay topic to broach if you're talking about dealing with bouts of depression. But there's not a lot of conversation around just the idea of having a very positive mental health state. I've just been really trying to think about what puts me in the best frame of mind.
I co-signed that entire
statement.
He sounds and seems very at calm and at peace with what he is and who he is right now. Considering we're 4 weeks away from training camp and literally he's been the story of the offseason, hasn't he? Would you say?
Yeah.
Other than, of course,
what, Russell Wilson?
World champion Tom Brady. In that same little piece here. Bleacher Report's playing like a game of Jeopardy, Jordan?
Yeah.
Playing a game of Jeopardy?
He's an NBA owner, a self-taught guitarist, and has guest starred in both The Office and Game of Thrones.
He's unhappy with his boss and has no options. Who is Aaron Rodgers?
Ding, ding. That is correct. Well done.
Projection, Tom. I never said I'm unhappy with my boss.
That's projection.
I said it, not you.
I mean, I love this Tom. I really honestly do. Because he feels, I'm sure he's probably, he respects, obviously, Aaron Rodgers. Knows that this guy's sitting at me. In his mind, he's going, this is Aaron Rodgers. What are y'all doing?
Oh, like, yeah.
And along those lines, we all know this. He's spoken about it once he went to Tampa, too. The whole Jimmy G thing. And he's like, I'm not going anywhere. I can still keep playing. Why? And he went to Kraft, and he said, it's him or me. And there went Jimmy G. So he clearly, if anybody.
That's a good point.
Probably understands, like, what Aaron's feeling here going. That's right. And that's why he said, I said it, not you. Don't worry about it. I got you on that. Because he's probably sitting there going, this dude wins the MVP a year after you draft somebody else. Y'all are capable of winning a Super Bowl, and yet everything that you guys do doesn't seem like you're trying to help them with that. To the detriment, perhaps, of a lot of fans feel what we saw here in New Orleans. It was all in, right? I mean, literally every offseason, no matter who was covering the Saints, it was in the Breeze window. Breeze has got a year or two left. Well, while Breeze is here, we have to do this. But you understand what I'm saying?
Like, yeah, but that ignores the behind-the-scenes almost drafting of Mahomes, looking at Lamar Jackson and all those people. It's not like they haven't looked at replacing him. It's just that the right person and it hasn't come up in the time. But they weren't going to trade up and select Patrick Mahomes. If he fell to them, they were going to take him, which is probably – if the Packers had just not traded up, we would be in an entire different game, in my opinion, because in the two teams they jumped, I'm pretty sure one of them were the Saints – weren't taking him.
Mm-hmm.
So it's just that unnecessary additional step that it's hard to look at that. But yeah, I mean, what good is continuity if there's never any actual payoff? Like the Packers, sure, they can say we went straight from Brett Favre to Aaron Rodgers and then to Jordan Love. But if you only have one Super Bowl to show for it in that entire time frame, then what have you accomplished? Sure, you have a winning culture, but it's a winning culture that can't finish the drill at this point.
What do you think Aaron Rodgers... We say this word all the time. Legacy sort of is. And this, he's been to a bunch of championship games in conference, hasn't won all of them. It happens. But just saying in general, though, right? One Super Bowl, couple of MVPs.
He's similar to Drew Brees in the sort to me where a lot of the time he does not have any talent around him, really, besides maybe one or two prolific receivers and still manages to make it happen. I think his last year basically said it all. It reminds me of Drew's almost MVP campaign a couple seasons ago before I believe he got hurt and then Mahomes ran away with it. But, I mean, when you're nearing 40 and you can still win an MVP when, you know, instead of drafting a receiver, your team drafted a quarterback and then your number one receiver was Alan Lazard for a while. I mean, I think his legacy speaks for itself.
I look at it, and again, this is the guy that doesn't like Aaron Rodgers over here. No.
I think there's,
so how do you view Aaron Rodgers?
More than one person in this room.
No, I know. So I'm asking, bringing you involved in a conversation.
I don't know.
In all honesty, what do you think Aaron Rodgers, like, is it a winner, or is it somebody like you sit there, he's an underachiever?
I think Drew Brees, and it's not just being from New Orleans, I think if maybe he breaks a few more records or he does take his team to another Super Bowl, he will surpass Drew Brees on, you know, kind of the.
So you have Brees above Rodgers, right?
Brees
now.
Above Rodgers as of right now, but I think there's definitely room for him to take over that spot if he wins another Super Bowl.
Take Maddie, because him and I have gone back and forth the last several years on this, on who's the better quarterback. And I said it's Rodgers. He's been, I mean, like, he has the most talent, and he is. He just is. Now, Drew is very good at what he does, and he's a Hall of Famer. I think Aaron Rodgers is a Hall of Famer here as well. If I'm comparing apples, though, if I'm comparing oranges, look, they went 7 years in a McCarthy straight years of playoffs. Saints didn't.
Yeah, and you that know? Had nothing I mean, to do with Drew Brees, and it had everything to do with no, the other side
I,
of the ball.
I understand that. But at the same time, if we're going to credit quarterbacks for taking their teams to the playoffs and winning, right? I mean, they're the captains of the ship sometimes. And I look, Drew hasn't performed at the best sometimes in the postseason. Rodgers has at least gotten his teams to the NFC Championship game, or at least helped, hasn't he? So would you say Brees is above Rodgers?
But yes. Vice versa, so have the New Orleans Saints and Drew Brees, and they just haven't been able to get to the big game, just like the Green Bay Packers. They've always been able to get into that situation where they're leading the way throughout the whole entire season, but once the end of the season comes, they just can't get past that hump.
So why do you think, and I know a lot of Saints fans feel it's coverage, it's bias, it's what have you. Yeah. Green Bay is not a massively now more historical franchise. But Green Bay itself is not a massive media market or team. So why would you say that Aaron Rodgers has more MVPs than Drew Brees?
Well, I would say that one of those MVPs should have been Brees. And only for the argument that when it was him versus Peyton Manning, Drew had the better stats, but Peyton Manning had the better fourth quarter comebacks and quarterback rating or something like that. Then they flipped that logic on its head the year that it was Rodgers versus Brees. Right. And while Brees had the more fourth quarter comebacks and higher ratings, Aaron Rodgers surpassed him in stats. So that's where it's really hard for me to reconcile that. But I think what Drew has been able to do with undrafted receivers, nameless receivers, spreading the ball out to seven different receivers on a regular basis, I just think that he has done more with less and has been really dragging a team kicking and screaming for 5 years straight, where Drew could go in there and put up 40 points, and then he's just helpless sitting on the sidelines for the last 4 minutes of the game while Vernon Davis and Alex Smith are on
the same argument for Aaron, though?
Well, they did not have a defense.
I think Aaron, I think it also goes and takes into consideration that Aaron Rodgers, you can say he's more flashy. So he's more capable of running with the football.
And we're
not
probably
necessarily.
We're probably biased here, but if
you don't think he is.
If you're able to scramble with the football and
he can do more.
So he's mobile.
He has a stronger arm.
Yes, but
and he can read defenses like Drew
can do with accuracy and place the ball. I think that kind of.
Have you not watched Aaron Rodgers play? He's pretty accurate.
Here's my thing. If I had to put someone in a 2-minute drill and lead my offense, it's Drew Brees every single time.
Over Aaron Rodgers.
In a 2-minute drill?
Drew Brees has the most game-winning drives in NFL history.
Okay.
And Drew had full control over that 2-minute drill. He led the offense. He called the plays. Aaron Rodgers, not so much the case when he has his coaches kicking field goals instead of fourth downs, whereas if Drew went up to Sean and said, you know, I want to run this, I would think that Sean would be more inclined than Mike McCarthy or whoever Matt LaFleur have been towards Aaron. And that, you know, might have to do with the coaching.
Sorry. Drew Brees is 2 in game-winning drives. Peyton Manning is 1.
Right. Look, where's Aaron Rodgers? He's got to be top 5.
No, he's not top 5.
He's not?
It's Peyton Manning, Drew Brees with 53, Tom Brady with 48, Dan Marino with 47, and Ben Roethlisberger with 47.
I'm telling you, the clutch play of Drew is where I take him over Aaron Rodgers.
And it's not flashy.
If you put Aaron Rodgers on the Saints, I don't think that they did what they did for that many
years. The reason I bring this up, because it is an interesting debate from this aspect of it. The two coaches that primarily have coached both players came in at the same time. Sean Payton wanted the Green Bay job. They hired Mike McCarthy.
Yeah, who came from Dallas.
He has more playoff appearances and wins than Sean Payton. And his quarterback that he was with the most has 3 MVPs, a Super Bowl win as well. We can continue this debate and this topic. I mean, it's just interesting to me because I absolutely respect what Drew's done.
And Drew is short.
Okay. All right. Well, let's touch on it.
Drew's
Sports
short
Hangover
and
on ESPN New Orleans. 25. When the sun goes down, you can make it good
and live by. Enjoy a powerful business upgrade with Dell Technologies Black Friday in July event. Get amazing savings with up to 50% off high-performance computers and tech built for business. And be able to take your office with you with Windows 10 Pro. Plus, get great offers on Dell servers, monitors, docks, and more. All with easy financing options through Dell Financial Services. Call 877-ASK-DELL. That's 877-ASK-DELL and speak to a Dell Technologies advisor today.
Heard you're buying a car. I brought my calculator. Dad, I already used Capital One Auto Navigator. I found my car online and got pre-qualified instantly, instead of all that.
You know those things impact your credit score.
Didn't impact my credit score, Dad. Now I'm going to the dealership for a test drive and to make the purchase.
Sounds too easy.
No, it's just easy. Capital One, what's in your wallet?
Terms and conditions apply. Find out more at CapitalOne.com/AutoNavigator.
Dear VetTix, it was nice to spend the night with my daughter and other veterans. It's so humbling to attend an event when you feel appreciated.
I had a wonderful time with my family. Thank you for the memories, VetTix.
Dear VetTix, thank you for a great experience and for your support of the military and veterans.
Thank you so much, VetTix. Our family has gone through a lot the last few years, and this gave us a nice break.
Every empty seat at a concert, game, or special event is a missed opportunity to say thank you to a veteran or a service member. By giving your extra tickets to VetTix, you'll help America's heroes reduce stress, strengthen family bonds, and create a truly happy